The Americas. Lands, 55. Population, 941,265,091. Publishers, 3,780,288. Bible Studies, 4,139,793. Not an accident that I dialed your number. Sunday, a sister in the United States was at home when the phone rang, and a woman asked for someone Sunday did not know. She told the caller that she must have dialed the wrong number. The caller said that she was legally blind and sometimes makes mistakes. A conversation followed, and the woman explained that she was trying to reach her son with some unsettling news. The doctors had discovered that she had cancer. The woman was devastated and expressed frustration with God for allowing this to happen to her. Sunday realized that she had to share the Bible's message with this woman. After saying a quick prayer for courage, Sunday shared a few encouraging scriptures that would provide comfort and hope. She explained that God has a name and encouraged the woman to use his name when she prayed and to be specific in her prayers to him. The woman thanked Sunday for listening and for the encouragement. "I don't think it was an accident that I dialed your number," she said. After exchanging contact information, Sunday mailed the Bible Teach Book audio recording and made arrangements for a pioneer sister in the woman's area to call on her. Sunday remarked, "I am grateful that Jehovah has lovingly given us so much training on how to comfort individuals in all sorts of situations." The tract answered their question. Some sisters regularly do street work at a large medical center in Puerto Rico. One of them approached two men who were walking rapidly toward one of the hospitals. Noting their haste, she offered them the tract, "Do you have an immortal spirit?" She does not usually offer that tract while doing street work, but it happened to be the only one she had with her. Later, the two men approached another sister and explained that they had received the tract on their way to visit a family member who was gravely ill. They had been discussing whether the spirit lives on after death, and the tract had given them the answers. They said that it had helped them greatly. A letter to Jehovah. 7-year-old Joshua attends school in the United States. During December, he and his classmates were assigned by their teacher to write a letter to Santa Claus. When Joshua politely refused to do so, his teacher said, "Write to anyone." He decided to write a letter to Jehovah. "Thank you for promising a paradise," Joshua wrote. "Thank you for having a son whose name is Jesus, who would give away his life. Thank you for creating things that we can enjoy. I love you, Jehovah God." The letter, along with other students' letters, was published in a local newspaper. The family responded. Alejandro, a brother in Colombia, wanted to preach to members of his family. Because they lived far away, he wrote to them and sent them some Watchtower and Awake magazines. When his relative Pablo read the magazines and looked up the Bible texts, he recognized that the teachings of the Catholic Church were false. Excited, he shared the information with others in the family, who also recognized the ring of truth, and left the Catholic religion. Soon, 15 family members began meeting every night to study the Bible with the help of the magazines. Wanting to learn more, they searched for witnesses in nearby towns, but without success. Meanwhile, they began sharing with their neighbors the things they had learned. Eventually, they learned that there was a kingdom hall in a town about an hour's drive away. They immediately traveled there and asked for help. Now, a regular pioneer goes to them once a week and conducts one Bible study with 26 people. Alejandro's family and 11 other interested ones. They rent a vehicle so that most of them can attend the public talk and the Watchtower study. Was it really the wrong house? One day a sister was sick and requested that other witnesses conduct a Bible study for her in a rural Quechua-speaking area of Ecuador. The brothers were not sure where the family lived, but stopped at a certain home to inquire about the Bible study. The family there welcomed the brothers warmly, as if they were expecting them. It was not until after the study that the brothers realized that this family had never studied before. It turns out that the people in this family were just delighted at the prospect of a family Bible study, and acted as if they were having one all along. So there is now a new Bible study being conducted, and the sisters' Bible students who could not be found that day also continue to study. A cupcake leads to a witness. Caleb is 6 years old. On the first day of school in Canada, one of his classmates had a birthday, so the boy's mother, Natalie, brought in cupcakes for the class to share. Caleb politely refused. Natalie then approached Caleb, asking if he had food allergies. "No," Caleb answered. "I serve Jehovah." After school, Natalie approached Caleb's mother and asked, "Are you one of Jehovah's Witnesses?" When she said yes, Natalie became excited. She had studied with the Witnesses as a teenager, but because of intense family opposition, she had stopped studying. When asked if she would like to resume her study of the Bible, Natalie agreed. It was not the will of God. Lolly, whose home is in Peru, was born deaf. When she asked her mother about it, her mother told her that it was the will of God. That left Lolly sad and with feelings of resentment toward God. "Why would he treat me badly?" she thought. Years passed, and Lolly married a young deaf man. Their first child was born with Down syndrome. Concerned and upset, she again approached her mother for help, asking, "Why was my son born this way?" Her mother sent her to a priest. The priest gave her the same answer that her mother had earlier: "It is the will of God." Feeling distraught, Lolly responded, "Why is God so cruel? I accept that I am deaf and that God punished me this way, but why punish my son? He was just born. What sin did he commit?" From then on, she didn't want to hear anything about God and left the church. After a few years, one of Jehovah's Witnesses who knows sign language called at Lolly's door and offered to teach her the Bible. She refused the offer and said that she didn't believe in God. Patiently, the sister explained to her that the God she didn't want to get to know is called Jehovah, and that he was willing to give her the opportunity to recover her hearing and speech. Doubting that, Lolly asked her to prove it. The sister opened the Bible to Isaiah 35:5 and read, "The eyes of the blind ones will be opened, and the very ears of the deaf ones will be unstopped." This surprised Lolly, who then agreed to a Bible study and progressed to baptism. Her son accompanies her to all the meetings, and he has learned sign language. Her appreciation for the Bible's promises continues to grow, and she is serving as a regular pioneer.